Welcome. And thank you for joining the Father's Vineyard podcast. We are located at 724 Oakland Road in Spindale, North Carolina, and invite you to join us.
We are a church that loves God, loves people, and makes a difference.
Now, let's join today's service.
Amen. Well, welcome to the family. All right. So we thank God this morning. I was listening to just the testimonies and listening to Pastor Terry Wilson, you know, was sharing about, you know, how, you know, the house is kind of being attacked with sickness, you know. And, you know, I mean, you know, when God is up to something, I mean, you know, the enemy does not like it. Amen. Amen. So he will try to attack and do anything he can to, notice I'm not saying stop, but hinder, because he can't stop it. Amen? And that's one of the things I can be transparent. I'm at home, okay? I got mad at God a couple of weeks ago. You know, and I'm bad about asking people, now, how did that work for you? And you say, what do you mean? God for? He's a good God. But he wasn't healing my wife fast enough, and I was upset. You know, and I was praying for Pastor Terry, Pastor Charlie, and I said, God, I know you're a healer. You know. And God is so loving, and he just didn't beat me up. He didn't scratch me with a bolt of lightning or anything. You know, I'm still here. He didn't make me sick or anything. I mean, you know, he can't make us sick, right? But anyway, I just want to share something with you this morning. How many know the Bible says in Proverbs, I think it's chapter 13, verse 12, it says, hope deferred make the heart sick. You know, but the desire that's fulfilled is a tree of life. You know, and I've been meditating on that, you know, but in reality, how many know that's not really for the New Testament church? Heart, the Bible said, a heart that is what? The hope of what? What did I just say? Hope deferred. I mean, you know, Jesus is not deferring hope. See, it's the enemy that wants us to think that God ain't going to do it, but he's already done it. And God began to teach me just with that scripture, you know, that I was saying, God, you know, Pastor Terry, you know, and Charlie, you know, just praying for them, you know, even when he had his stroke, you know, I was praying for Pastor Terry. I said, God, what is wrong? I know you're a healer. And he said, I am. You know, and I'm like, well, why is nothing happening? It is happening, son. You just don't see what I'm doing. And sometimes we don't understand what God is doing. I'm just here to tell you, I do not understand. Well, I don't understand sometimes what God is doing, and it irritates me. Come on, God. I know you're awesome. You're awesome, God. You can do anything, God. You created the stars, the moon. You can do anything. Yes, I did. And guess what? The provision has been made. Many a times we're trying to have faith to get God to do something he's already done. See, I want to challenge you, begin to have faith in what's been done. See, it takes away all the, I mean, no, well, we got to do this, got to do that. It takes away all the do's and just trust. Just surrender. Just trust him. Just believe him. It's been done. And we need faith to believe what's been done, right? See, and when we begin to have faith in the finished work of God, what happens is God gives us peace in the midst of what we're going through. See, peace, I don't need peace when everything is going well, but I need peace when it's chaotically. And guess what? God don't leave me in the midst of chaotically, but he comes in and he lets me know, John, I'm still here. My peace is still with you. My joy is still with you. But guess what? I got to believe for that joy. I got to believe I have that peace. I got to believe that he's a healer. I got to believe that he's a deliverer. See, it's the provision. God is so loving and so caring, you know, to sometimes we think, well, I got to have it just right. But how many know we don't always get it just right? And I was saying, God, you had to heal my wife. I just pray, God. And it was just so simple. God just said, I got this. Now I know that you're saying that ain't in the Bible, but that's what I hear it in my spirit. I got this. I got it. You know, and sometimes, you know, it's that we feel that we have to give an answer because something is not happening. But guess what? I don't have to give an answer to what's not happening. I just need to believe that it's going to happen. And rest in the finished work of God. But if I don't know what the finished work is, it's hard for me to believe that. So therefore, we must understand that the New Testament church is not about works. It's about believing. That produces good works. And the works that we produce is the works that he's working in us, not that we're working for it. It's the work of the Holy Spirit that's working in us, not that we're working for it. Jesus has already came and walked this earth and did everything that you and I will ever face. He has already went through it for us, and he said, it is finished. It's finished. I've provided healing. I've provided miracles. I've provided grace. I've provided love. I've provided peace. I've provided joy. It's all in me. And you got me. You got it. It's in me. But how do we access it? By faith. By faith. Just simply believing. Not getting upset when it don't go your way. Just keep believing. How many know the promises of God are what? Yes. Go with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. You know, it takes the pressure off me to understand, John, you don't know it all. Why are y'all laughing at me? You mean you thought you knew it all, John? No, I didn't think that. I'm just saying it helps me to understand I don't know it all. It helps me. Well, how does that help you? Because then I can seek out help. I can seek out help. Okay? Are you at Corinthians? Did I say what verse? Thank you. All right. It says, for many are the promises of God. The promises of God. See, heart deferreth make the heart what? Sick. And a desire fulfilled is like a tree of life. See, when things are prolonged, we begin to grow wearied. We begin to get discouraged. But see, how many know that we don't need to just look at what's happening? We got to look at what God has promised. See, if I start looking at what's going on, I will get depressed. I will get discouraged. Why? That's the human makeup. When things are prolonged, how many know, we begin to come unglued. Well, I don't know what in the world. This thing ain't working. It ain't happening. Because it's what? It's taking so long. See, my hope has been deferred. It's taken so long, God. What's going on, God? Why you haven't answered us, God? And really, God is at work when we don't even see it. If we would just trust. God, you said. God, you said. You promised me. Listen to what he says here. For as many as are the promises of God. How many know there are many promises of God? What promise are you standing on today? What promise do you have today? See, we don't want a mental ascent. Well, I believe the whole Bible, but then when things happen, we come unglued. I mean, that's just mentally assenting. I'll give you a good illustration of mental ascent. I will not believe until I see the nails in his hand, the nail prints in his hands, and stick my hand in his side. Do y'all remember reading anything like that? Thomas. Mental ascent says, I won't believe it till I see it. But how many know faith believed it even though it don't see it? Hebrews 11. Now, faith is the things hoped for and the evidence of things what? Not seen. It is a conviction that we have that what God has said, I am convinced, I am persuaded that it's coming to pass. It is the truth. I become one with the truth, and it will do what for me? Make me free. See, we quote that, well, the truth will make me free. No, I got to become one with that truth. And that one, when I become one with that truth, I am going to be made free. And whom the Son makes sets free is what?
Free.
Okay? So the promises of God. For many are the promises of God. In him, they are yes. Now watch this. They are yes. So what is the promise of God to you? It is a yes. When you say, God, your word said that you will supply my needs according to your riches and glory. It's a yes. Are you going to do it for me, God? Yes. You mean you're going to supply my need, God? Yes. It is a yes. That's a promise. All his promises are what? Yes. Now, when I get in the way, guess what happens? It's not a yes. It's a learning. It's a learning. See, it's not wasted, but it's a learning. Do you trust me, John? Are you relying on me, John? See, and that's what the enemy fights. Is our hope, our trust. He's not concerned so much about you even going to heaven as long as you're not productive here. And that's what he was upset with Jesus about. And that's what the religious people didn't like about Jesus. Why? Because he came and disturbed earth. And now we're here disturbing earth, and the earth don't like it. Amen? The enemy does not like it. Why? Because we're disturbing him. We're beginning to be the sons and daughters of God. We're beginning to be what he said we should be. We're beginning to stand on the promises of God and believe God and trust God no matter what. You know, I had a fight last night. And the enemy was tormenting my mind with my past. And that was a dream that I went into, and there was a serpent that stood up on its tail and hissed at me. And I was have you a dream like that wakes you up and you, what in the world? But I remember saying this to him, you are a liar and you don't belong here and you got to go. Those were my words. This is glory to God. I kid you not. It ceased. See, the Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord do what? See, we need to learn. We got to learn to speak the promise of God to our situation. We got to speak it out. Well, what if I speak it and nothing happened? But what if you speak it and something happened? See, the enemy wants you to think, well, what if nothing happened? I mean, you know, that is a sign of what? Doubt. But the promises are what? Yes. It's already been settled. It's a yes. And James said, we have not because we ask not. And when we ask, we consume it upon what? Our flesh. What he's saying is this. We got to get in alignment with what he's saying. Not my flesh. See, because what we want, well, it's almost like gimme, gimme, gimme. You know, I want this, Lord. I want this, Lord. I want this, Lord. But is in an alignment with God's purpose. See, and that's what the word of God is, what he's saying is, you know, hope deferred. The enemy wants us to think God ain't coming through for you. I'm telling you. In the fight last night, in my mind, in my mental state, I was fighting because I knew I had to preach this morning, and guess what? He knew it too. But I'm learning that I have to speak the word of God that God has promised in his word and align myself with the word of God and begin to speak the word of God to my situation. Remember, God told Adam, he said, I give you dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowls of the air, and everything that creeps on the earth. God had given him what? Authority, rulership, have dominion over it. But when Adam disobeyed God, he lost his what? Dominion and his rulership. But here comes Jesus, the second Adam, the last Adam. And Jesus came speaking the word of God. See, Jesus said this. He said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. I mean, you know, this is life. The promises of God, it is life. And watch this. Man, Brother Lee was talking to me this morning, and all of a sudden this thought came to my mind. Remember when Jesus, Peter and them, Jesus said, do you have any fish? They said, Lord, we done toiled all night long, have taken nothing. Watch this. Throw your net on the right side. But Lord, nevertheless, at thy word. And the Bible said they caught so many fish to where they had to call for backup. Jesus spoke to the fish, said, a multitude, get in the net. Why? Because he had authority by God to speak. And the Bible tells me, John, speak to the mountain. What am I speaking? The promises of God. I'm not trying to recreate something that's already been paid for. All I'm doing is believing what's already been provided. Yeah. And I'm just declaring what he has said. I'm declaring the promise. I will live and not die. I will be victorious. See? And we have to begin to believe the promises of God. Okay? Take my time for a purpose. For many are the promises of God. In Him, they are yes. Therefore, also through Him is our amen. Watch this. What is he saying here? It is our amen. So when we say amen, what are we saying? So be it. It's true. See, it's true. So be it. If it's true, guess what? If I give you a gift, what is your response? So why are we not thanking God for provision? Thank you, Lord, for healing. Thank you, Lord, for providing. Thank you, Lord, that I'm above and not beneath. Thank you, Lord, that I'm the head and not the tail. See, I'm not just throwing something out there, but that's what he said. He said, trust me with all your heart. And lean not to your own understanding, John, but acknowledge me in all your ways, and I will direct your path. See, as long as he's leading me and guiding me, see, he makes the yoke easy. He always invites us to what? Come and be a part. Matthew 11:28. Come unto me, all you who are what? Wearied and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. And you will find rest for your souls. How many know? Mind, will, and emotion. And I want to get where the yoke is easy, and how many know he's the one that makes it easy? Sometimes we have been conditioned to think this is so hard, can't nobody do it. It's just so hard. It's always you're gonna fail, you're gonna do this. But how many know when you yoked up with him, it's not you anyway, it's him. It's him. And what we have to understand is his yoke is easy. It's not hard. It's easy. Why? Because we're yoked up with him. We're going along with him. We're learning from him. He's already paid the price. He's already set the course. All we need to do is just follow him. Every time Jesus would do something, he would heal people. He would say, you know, go show yourself to the priest. And sometimes he would say, follow me. How do we follow him? By his teachings. By his teachings. And when we follow him and we walk with him, guess what? The yoke is easy. The burden is light. Why? Because he's bearing the load. We're going alone just following him. Why? Because it's a promise. And he is the promise. Say. So listen to what it says here. In him they are yes, therefore also through him is our, say our, mine. It's my amen. And what you're saying is, so be it. It is true. It's done. I agree. I agree with you, Lord. I agree with your promise. Now, you know, it's almost like the enemy says, okay, we'll see. Well, I guess we will. You know what? I'll remind him, my elder brother has taken care of you. He has taken care of you. said, "Well, John, you putting out some stuff, buddy. You better watch your back. He's not as bad as y'all think he is. His teeth have been pulled. He got a voice, but how many know he's as a roaring lion? He's not the lion. He's as one. And guess what? He's seeking whom he may. He don't know if he'll devour you or not, but whom he may devour." Amen? That word may, he may not, and he may will. But guess what? Our promise is he may not. Submit to God, resist the devil, neither give place to the devil. Say, I'm telling you, I know you say, man, you say that, but it can't be that simple. It's just that simple. The promise. Okay? Verse 21, okay, it says, "Now he who established us with you in Christ and anointed us in God, who also sealed us and gave us the Holy Spirit in our hearts as a pledge or a down payment." So the pledge, what he's saying is, I've given you my Holy Spirit so that you will know the other things that's coming along with it. I got more stuff that I want to reveal to you. See, the Bible says, "For you have not received the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, so that you will know those things that are freely given to you." And when the spirit gives you revelation, how many know there's no devil in hell that can take it out of your heart? Because the revelation gives you the rhema, the quickening, the knowing, the experience of that truth. And this is what helps us to understand that God is for us and not against us. Go with me to Hebrews, please. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 13, I'll store there, okay? Oh, I didn't give you this, the promise. Let me tell you what the promise means, okay? It means this, to announce one's self. I mean, you know, Jesus announced himself. He was the promise. Watch this. Another one, offer one's self for responsibility. How many know Jesus is responsible for bringing it to pass? You are the one just need to believe. See, we try to believe and make it happen too, but we're not here to make it happen. We're here to believe and let God do what? Bring it to pass. That's his point. That's why I can't tell you when he's going to do what he's going to. Well, he's going to heal you tomorrow around 4 o'clock. If God don't give me a word of knowledge, I can't say that. See, God could give a word of knowledge and put a date to it. Right? He could do that. But I can't tell you, well, you're going through this. Well, it's just going to be 3 days. I mean, I don't know that. It might be a week. It might be a month. All I can tell you is God is faithful. God is going to come through. Okay? So it's his responsibility to bring it to pass. It's for me to believe. See, and that's what Abraham did. That's why he was called the friend of God. He believed God, and God credited it to him as righteousness. Okay? Isn't it a lot easier to rely on God and just believe him? You don't have to jump through hoops. You ain't got to say these many words just to get him to move. No, have faith for what he's already done. not trying to have faith to get him to move. Have faith for what he's done. It's a done deal. We're trying to have faith to get God to do something that he's already done. Just believe what he has done and watch what happens. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 13. For when God made the promise to Abraham, since he could swear by no one greater, he swore by himself, saying, I will surely bless you and I will surely multiply you. And so having patiently waited, he obtained the promise. He patiently waited. He obtained the promise. And you know, we know Abraham was promised what? A child. But do you realize, really, he didn't say seeds as many, but one seed, and that one seed is Christ. What he's saying, Christ is coming through the lineage of who? Abraham. See, even though Isaac was his son, but yet and still, that's a generation. The closer we got to moving progressively, it was setting the stage for Jesus to come through what? The lineage of Abraham, David, and all these guys, okay? So what he's saying here, he waited. Having patiently waited, he obtained the promise. For men swear by one greater than themselves, and with them an oath or a promise, okay, giving as confirmation. Have you ever ordered something and they said, well, let us give you the confirmation number? What is that for? It's like a guarantee that you bought this property and you paid for it. Now it got missing in the mail, but I got my confirmation number here. So they either have to reimburse you your money or give you another product to your satisfactory. So listen here. Confirmation is an end of every dispute. We're not going to argue over this. I got my confirmation number. But Mr. Mitchell, you didn't order this from us. I got my confirmation number. So by rights, you owe this to me. It's mine. Guess what Jesus did? He was the one that paid the down payment, and he was the one that gave us what? The confirmation, the blood of Jesus Christ, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. When he rose from the grave, how many know he consummated? He said, hey, it's over now. It's finished. And when he got up out of the grave, I'm telling you, it was a done deal. He said, now all power in heaven and in earth is in my hand. I have the keys of death, hell, and the grave. That's why the enemy can't do no more to you than God allows him. And sometimes God might call your name. Have you considered Terry Howell? Well, you got a hedge built around him. You know, okay. See, what can you do with him? But guess what? He can't take his life until God said, it's over. It's enough. There's more teaching to do, Pastor. There's more training to do. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy is coming in the morning. Yeah. It ain't over for you, Mr. Roy. It ain't over for you. That's what the enemy want to whisper, but we trust God. Amen? We trust him. Listen to this, and I'm going to wrap this up. In the same way, God desiring everyone to show to the heirs of the promise, say, that's me, the unchangeableness of his purpose. interposed with an oath. In other words, gave a mediator. That opposed, he gave a mediator. How many know Jesus is the mediator between us and God? He's interceding for us. He's there with us to plead our case. So that by two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to what? To lie. We who have taken refuge would have strong encouragement to take hold of what? Hope set before us. This hope we have as an anchor of the soul. A hope both sure and steadfast, and one which enters into the veil, which was his body, where Jesus has entered as a forerunner. He's gone before us, having become high priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. And you know, Melchizedek was not just a priest, but he was a king and priest. See, The Levitical priesthood, they had so many because they proceeded in death. But this priest here lived on. And he's king of righteousness. He's king of peace. And how many know Jesus is the king of peace? Amen. He's the prince of peace. He's the mighty God. He's the everlasting Father. And he's our priest, okay? Do you believe? Do you believe? See, that's simple. Do you believe? See, I'm coming to realize just because I believe, it's not going to stop the devil from trying to cause me to doubt. But I got to take a firm stand on the word of God and speak his word without attitude, without any fleshly stuff trying to add to it. I mean, I know sometimes we got to, you know, Shamahan, glory to God. And just speak the word. Just speak the word. What is God saying? What does God promise you? What promise do you have today that God has said, this is your promise? Stand on this promise. We know promises, healing is what? A promise. Provision is a promise. See, the Bible said, be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you will reap if you faint not. So say to your neighbor, don't faint. Don't throw in the towel. You get it? Don't throw in the towel. Because his promises are sure. They are sure. And because of his promises, do you realize that we're being partakers of his divine nature? Because the promises is him. It's him. It is Christ in me, the hope of glory. See? And I don't have to go around looking for it. I don't have to go searching for it. It's in me. He's found me, and I have surrendered to him. Now I got to walk this out. And that's where a lot of times we think, well, where are you, God? Remind yourself, he's still in me. He said, I never leave you, neither will I forsake you. I will be with you even to the end of this age. Let's become more God conscious than sin conscious, than fixing conscious, than doing conscious, just being who God created you to be. And there's purpose for every one of us. And don't think that the enemy is going to sit back and just let you walk into your purpose without any resistance. He can't stop us, but he tries to hinder us. But guess what? He ain't going to stop us. We build in momentum now. We begin to see now. I have a light. I have a revelation. And that revelation causes me to be sound and courageous and bold as a lion. I know it's coming. But guess what? I've been battle tested. I haven't fought every battle, but I've been battle tested. And when you've been battle tested, it only builds your confidence in God because God keeps showing up. He keeps showing up. He keeps showing up. Remember what you went through last year. Amen. Guess what? God showed up. I heard Pastor was say, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He doesn't change. Amen? Matter of fact, he's a battle warrior. He knows what it is. Amen? How many of y'all going through some things right now? Okay. Do you know God is going through with you? Keep believing. Keep trusting. Amen? Father, we thank you right now for the ones that are going through, Lord, and the ones that have made their mind up. God, we're trusting you in this. And Lord, we know, God, that you're going to manifest yourself to them in ways like they never known before. And God, we pray right now in the name of Jesus, God, as they begin to experience your revelation, as they begin to experience you in their lives, Lord. God, we thank you, Lord God, that we have a hope, Lord. We have a blessed hope, Lord. God, that one day we will be with you throughout eternity. But God, as of right now that we're in this earth, God, we need you more than we ever have before, Lord. And God, we thank you that you said in your word you will never leave us nor forsake us, Lord. God, you said you are the healer. You are the miracle worker, Lord. And God, we trust you, Father. You are our provision, Lord. And God, we thank you for providing every need of your body, Father, your church, Lord. And Lord, we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good word, good word. Brother Michael. We're going to sing a song together. It'll be the last song. Hold it way over here. This is the last song that we're going to be singing together this year. You heard a great message, a godly message, one straight from God. Here's the question. What will we do with it? What will we do with it? Before the announcements, we want to sing this song. I want you to remember, this will be the last song that we sing together until the new year. So we're going to take in the new year on the riding of this song. So I want you to stand. We're going to have announcements, have a couple of announcements afterwards, but I want to close the actual service with this right here. And it's, I surrender. Say it loud, say it proud. Oh, let's sing it with all of our heart. You got it? All to Jesus, I surrender. All to Him, I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him.
I will ever love and trust
in His presence daily live. Sing it from your heart.
I surrender all. I surrender all to Thee, my blessed Savior. I
sing the chorus again with all of your heart. Sing it loud. Sing it low like you're in a prayer. Shout to the Lord.
Amen.
Lord, we surrender all to you this morning. We surrender all. Just two quick announcements real quick. First, our regular schedule will start not this week but next. So our healing rooms will start back in January. Our midweek services on Wednesday night will start not this week but next. So remember that. Also, ladies in the church, mark this date down right now if you can. Make a mental note of January 10th at noon. It's on a Saturday. All ladies are invited to come and enjoy soup, chili, or chowder as we share scriptures of how the Word has sustained us through a challenging time. I wish you didn't have to be a lady to go to that one. I mean, soup and that, come on. Y'all should open that up for everybody. That's soup for the soul. All right. Did everyone get fed this morning? Well, I'm going to dismiss, but I'm going to tell you the word that John spoke that resonated with me. He said, what did he say? He said, mourning. He said, crying and weeping will last through a night, but joy. And I felt right then in my spirit, I heard my alarm clock go off. And it was like the Lord said, wake up, Terry. Wake up, Terry. It's time to get. Don't go back to sleep, family. Don't go back to sleep. It's morning time. Let's get up. Amen. Be blessed in your comings and your going. We love you guys. We love you.
Thank you for joining us today. We hope today's worship and study of God's Word was encouraging to you. If we can help you in any way, please reach out to us by going to fathersvineyard.org. That's fathersvineyard.org. Thank you again, and we hope we can see and hear from you soon. Until next time.